This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Merry Christmas. Pope Francis gave his traditional Christmas message this morning, appealing to people to overcome their divisions. He called for fighting to stop in Ukraine and the Middle East. A tragedy overseas this morning. A passenger plane took off from Azerbaijan but crashed in Kazakhstan. There are survivors, say officials, but dozens of people may be dead. The AP's Donna Warder.
Officials now say there are survivors after an Azerbaijan Airlines plane carrying 67 passengers and crew crashed as it was making an emergency landing in Kazakhstan. The plane had been scheduled to fly from Azerbaijan's capital, Baku, to the Russian city of Grozny when it had to make the emergency landing in Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's emergency ministry says some bodies have been recovered. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is slamming Russia's President Putin, saying Russia deliberately chose to attack on Christmas Day. The AP's Julie Walker.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched a massive missile barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, killing at least one person. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said over 70 missiles, including ballistic missiles and over 100 attack drones, were used to strike Ukraine's power sources. Zelensky calling the Christmas Day power attack inhumane.
Hanukkah is intended as an upbeat holiday, but rabbis note that it's taking place this year as wars rage in the Middle East and fears rise over widespread incidents of anti-Semitism. Millions of holiday travelers are expected to fly over the next 10 days. The TSA expects to screen 40 million passengers through January 2nd. Airlines expect to have their busiest days tomorrow and Friday and Sunday. This is AP News. A happy return for some Navy families this Christmas season.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falconberry told WVEC-TV that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays.
No one expects it when our return home port is so close to Christmas, so back just in time.
The guided missile destroyer returned home after being deployed for 224 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.